kind of a show are you guys putting on here today?
The Picture Show on News Talk.
The 54-year-old Australian novelist and screenwriter Luke Davies had his own struggles with addiction in his 20s. He wrote about his dependency in the novel Candy and its 2006 screen adaptation. So he was really resistant to diving into the world again with Beautiful Boy, the story of a father, played by Steve Carell, trying to save his drug-addicted son, played by Timothy Chalamet. What caused him to change his mind then? I asked him when I spoke to him on the phone from Los Angeles on Thursday night.
Sure, I was very resistant to the idea of going back into writing a film that had drugs at the centre, because I thought one film was enough. Candy, starred Heath Ledger, came out 10 years ago or more, 12 years ago. And so I thought to myself, I'm not going to do this job. Even though I was really broke, I needed a job. But I just thought, no, this is not for you. And even though the books were so wonderful, Beautiful Boy by David Sheff, the father, and Tweak by Nick Sheff, the son. But when I went to have the meeting with the producers, the night before that meeting, my father wrote me an email which talked about the fact that Philip Seymour Hoffman had died earlier that week, and 10 years earlier in Berlin when Candy premiered, the Candy people and the Capote people had dinner together in Berlin at the Berlin Film Festival. Oh. And Philip Seymour Hoffman was there and Heath Ledger was there. And so jump forward all these years and my father writes me a random email the night before this meeting, which says, I suppose you heard Philip Seymour Hoffman died. I remember you telling me the story about dinner in Berlin. Luke, sometimes I feel this family is so blessed. And that single line just broke my heart open. And because when I wrote Candy, I never dealt with any father-son relationship because it was too difficult to deal with at that point where I was writing the novel. It was too raw and too recently in the past. And so suddenly, all these years later, my father writes me that email, which is his way of saying, you know, I know that Philip Seymour Hoffman, it's saying in the press that he was 22 years clean and sober and fell off the wagon and now he's dead. And I, you know, and I was 23 years clean at the time. And so it was kind of like my father's way of saying, I get that this is all so fragile. And then at that moment, I thought, oh, okay, maybe it's my destiny to try and get this job, to try and go for it and write this film and explore this thing that I never explored before because I wasn't equipped to deal with it.
Yeah.
That's how it began.
Yeah.
And then I began the journey with Felix von Groningen, the director, in working out how to turn these two separate stories, the father narrative and the son narrative, into one coherent film.
Yeah, that must have been a difficult thing in itself, was it?
It was a real challenge. I mean, in just trying to make it coherent. It wasn't like, the good thing was, it wasn't like that Kurosawa movie Rashomon where it's different viewpoints of the same events and it's about the subjectivity of truth. It wasn't like that at all. The two books are very much on the same page about what actually happened in this bewildering time in this family's lives. But the challenge was in making the... making it feel like we're watching one film, not two films.
Yeah.
And the mission statement, in a sense, was that this is about specifically about the father and the son and the love between them, and more generally about the family and this cyclone of addiction that ravages this family for this period of time and how they all cope with it. You know, from Nick, the son's point of view, it's about the guilt and the shame. And from David, the father's point of view, played by Steve Carell, it's about the bewilderment and the rage. This is a real kind of alpha male who has a good life, who's used to solving problems. And he comes up against this problem that he cannot solve. He cannot even work it out. It defeats him at every turn. And the issue, the stakes are high. It's about saving the life of his son.
Yeah. Now, Plan B, that's Brad Pitt's company, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Brad Pitt's company. They've made some really, really excellent films, 12 Years a Slave and Selma, to mention a couple. So, yeah, back to that moment where I decided not to do this film. I said to my agent, I've read the books, they're great, but you know what? I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to go for this job because I don't think I should write another film about drugs and addiction. And she said, okay, I support that, but you should still take the meeting because Plan B is a really good company. So I was taking the meeting under those.
So it was always done as
like, okay, I'll take the meeting with this really good company. And then the night before the meeting, literally 12 hours before, I got that email from my dad, which changed everything and made me think, you know what? Yeah. I really, really want this job now.
Yeah. And how had your run-in with drugs, with addiction, how had it manifested itself? Was it a very severe thing? Was it a life-destroying?
It was very severe. I basically lost my 20s. In a sense, I really related to Nick's story and to the character Nick. It was a terrible, devastating period of time of darkness and devastation, and of the family being devastated and damaged. And you know, I somehow got through. I somehow staggered into a detox. One day, that was January the 2nd, 1990. So last week, or on January the 2nd, I turned 29 years clean, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Touch wood, one day at a time. That's my journey. But it was, yeah, I lost my 20s, really, to this force, this thing.
Yeah.
And I'm filled with gratitude, and I'm very aware that things might have turned out differently. In a sense, that's what my dad's email was saying too.
Yeah.
That he's very aware of the frailty of it all, and the fact that, you know, the fact that someone like Philip, the fact that Philip Seymour Hoffman could have died.
Yeah.
After 23 years of being okay.
Yeah. Now, you've seen the film, presumably.
Oh, yes, of course, yes.
Yeah, well, and what did you think of it? Were you impressed?
Oh, I really, really like it. I love Felix, the director, as a person and as a director. His movie, Broken Circle Breakdown, is really beautiful. His movie, The Misfortunates, is also really wonderful and hilarious and moving and touching. But I love Beautiful Boy. What I really love is this kind of radiance that it has at certain moments. The radiance of family life when things are going okay, and the thing lurking around the corner, which is total chaos. But yeah, I was very, very pleased with it. And of course, thrilled with the cast, Steve Carell and Timothy Chalamet and Maura Tierney and Amy Ryan. I wanted more of the women.
It's yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Enough available. They're such great characters, but like the stories about the father and the son. So we had to narrow it down and make difficult choices, but I like the film, and we tried very hard not to make a film that is black and white and morally judgmental about why this happens and what it all means.
Yeah.
Because really, who knows? It's about the love in the family, and it's about the family keeping showing up.
Yeah.
Through thick and thin.
It sounds like you might be working with that director again sometime.
I hope so. I really love him. He's a new dad. He lives in Belgium. I don't know what his next project is, but we had a lot of fun writing it together.
Yeah. And just mentioning, what is your next project? I've heard several things, including a Debbie Harry biopic.
I don't know what's happening to the Debbie Harry biopic. That's not currently an active thing. I wrote this adaptation of Catch-22,
yes.
The Joseph Heller novel.
Yeah.
And that's a six-part miniseries, comes out worldwide in May. George Clooney is one of the directors, and he also stars in it. And Hugh Laurie is in it. Christopher Abbott is our lead actor playing Yossarian. So that's a big, launches into the world soon.
Yeah.
And that's all, my part in that is finished. They shot that in Italy. And I wrote a Western, an adaptation of a novel called News of the World for Tom Hanks, which, fingers crossed, will be shooting this year.
And that's a Western?
It is a Western. Tom Hanks has never made a Western.
There's loads.
Really beautiful.
Yeah, loads of people haven't made Westerns because they're kind of out of fashion, but that sounds great.
Yeah, they are. But it's a beautiful story. It's a novel called News of the World by Paulette Giles. And it's about this old guy, Tom Hanks, who gets the job of taking this fierce, angry 10-year-old girl across Texas to her nearest living relatives. And she had been taken captive by the Kiowas 6 years earlier when she was 4 years old. And they killed all of her German settler family and the wagon train. And now the Kiowa have dumped her back in town because they finally realized that having a blonde girl in your party puts the heat of the cavalry on you. And so the movie is about this journey that this odd couple have to make across Texas on a little wagon. It's a beautiful story. It's very, very simple, and I'm very excited about it, and I love Tom Hanks, so I'm looking forward to seeing what he does with that character.
Yeah. Well, good luck with it, and good luck with Beautiful Boy, and good luck with Catch 22.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, you sound like you deserve some success.
Oh, thanks. Oh, who knows? I hope so.
The Picture Show.
Is this where you're going to be a star?
On News Talk 107.9.